Albayan Radio presents the following lesson live from Masjid Al-Azhar, Bilmo.
Indeed, all praise due to Allah. We praise Him and we seek His help and His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from our soul's evils and our wrong actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah leaves astray, none can guide. I bear witness and testify that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. And I bear witness and testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the final messenger of Allah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the most fundamental teachings of our religion is that we know that the purpose of this life is to save us from the fire of hell and to enter into the jannat of Allah Azza wa Jal. As Allah mentions in the Quran, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. That whoever manages to save himself from the fire of hell and gets his sins forgiven and enters into paradise, then that person has truly succeeded. So the true success, my dear brothers and sisters, is to save us from the punishment of hellfire and enter into paradise, enter into Jannah. And Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, one of the greatest scholars of Islam, has extracted from the Quran and Sunnah 10 ways, 10 methods, 10 mechanisms that we could use to have our sins forgiven and enter into paradise to save us from hellfire. So there are 10 ways, 10 methods that we could use for us to be saved from the fire of hell and enter into paradise. So in tonight's brief talk, I want to mention those 10 ways. So 10 ways on how to save ourselves from hellfire. So number one, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is the concept of tawbah, of the ways to cause Jahannam to be averted, the way of the ways to have our sins forgiven is the concept of tawbah. And tawbah, my dear brothers and sisters, the action of the heart. Tawbah, repentance, is a spiritual frame of mind, and that means that we return back to Allah after we have committed the sin, because a sin puts a distance between us and Allah Azza wa Jal. So what does tawbah do? Tawbah literally means to return to. It means to come back to Allah after you have committed the sin. And tawbah, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is something that is not just desired. It is something that is wajib, that is obligatory upon every single Muslim and Muslimah. And tawbah is the most effective mechanism to have our sins forgiven. There is nothing more powerful to avert Jahannam than the concept of tawbah. Tawbah forgives all sins, as Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah forgives all sins, but how? وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. Turn to your Lord. Submit to your Lord through the concept of tawbah. So tawbah forgives all sins, and that makes it very powerful. And what makes it especially powerful, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is that it is accepted by Allah if one is sincere. The one that is sincere, there's a guarantee by Allah, inshallah, that it is accepted. It is accepted. In fact, some of our scholars, they have said that the concept of tawbah is one of the wisdoms why Allah Azza wa Jal, He created us. Now think about this. When Allah Azza wa Jal, and when the angels asked, why would you create a species that are bloodthirsty, that go out to war, that kill, and so on and so forth, while we angels praise you day and night? What does Allah say in Surah Al-Baqarah? قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know what you do not know. And some of our mufassirun, they've remarked about this verse, and they said that Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to manifest His merciful side as well. The fact that He forgives, and we know that angels don't need to make tawbah. It is humans who need to make tawbah, because angels don't sin. It is humans that need to make tawbah. And that is why our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that I repent to Allah more than 100 times a day. This is who? our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So imagine us, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the one who repents from sin, it's as if he did not commit the sin in the first place. So number one is tawbah. Number two is istighfar. It is related to it, it's linked to it, but it's different. And that is istighfar. Istighfar is the verbal act, is the verbal act of tawbah. Tawbah, as I mentioned before, is the action of the heart. Istighfar is the tawbah which is manifested upon the tongue. They're both separate, but they obviously they are linked. They are linked. So the difference between istighfar and tawbah is that tawbah is in the state of the heart. It is internal, and istighfar is external. It is the tongue asking for forgiveness. It is the tongue petitioning to Allah. For example, saying astaghfirullah al-azim, this is a common example. So any verbal request to Allah to forgive the sin, that is istighfar. That is istighfar. And our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, an-nadamu tawbah. He said that an-nadam, he is to regret. So tawbah is in the heart. It's in the qalb. And istighfar is external. It is the tongue making istighfar. For example, saying astaghfirullah al-azim, as I mentioned. Also, ya ghaffar, ghaffir li, ya rahman, arhamni, ya tawab, tub alayya. This is istighfar. It is the tongue who does the istighfar. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, we should make it a habit to say astaghfirullah al-azim. Because our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest man that ever walked on this earth, he used to repent to Allah more than 100 times a day. So imagine us. Therefore, we should make it a habit to say astaghfirullah. So number two is istighfar. Number three, what else can save us from Jahannam? What else can avert us from Jahannam? It is the good deeds. Good deeds causes our sins to go away. Good deeds dissipates our evil deeds. Once a man, he came up to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a sorry state. He was guilty. And he said, O Prophet of Allah, I've done something wrong. I kissed a girl, but he didn't go beyond that. And we know there's no had punishment for this. He didn't go beyond that. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't say anything to him. Then it was time to pray. Then they all prayed, including the man. Then the man walks away thinking, khalas, there's nothing I can do for my sin to be forgiven. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called him back. He said, Oh so and so, don't you know that Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Don't you know that Allah says in the Quran that good deeds wipes away evil deeds. Good deeds dissolves evil deeds. In other words, you were guilty. You came in a sorry state. You came to us. You prayed jama'ah with us. You made istighfar. Inshallah, this will cause your sin to go away. And we all know, my dear brothers and sisters, when we make wudu, evil deeds fall from our hands. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that when we pray and we wash ourselves five times a day, do you find any filth on you? They said, no, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, that's the example of the one who prays. There is no sin left on him. Also, from Ramadan to Ramadan causes our sins to go away. Also, when you perform the pilgrimage, you come back as if your mother gave birth to you. Sadaqah, giving charity, also causes forgiveness of sins. So any good deeds that you do, it causes some of your evil deeds to go away. So number three is doing the good deeds. So what was number one? Who can tell me? So if you guys are paying attention. Tawbah, number two, istighfar. Number three, doing the good deeds. Number four, the dua and the istighfar of other people for you. What else forgives sins? What else can save us from Jahannam? When people make dua for us, especially by name, even a generic dua, my dear brothers and sisters, especially a dua by name. And we are all commanded by Allah to make dua for one another. We are commanded by Allah to make dua for one another. as Allah mentions, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَ اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. That a part of our belief, a part of our tradition is that we should say, اللهم اغفر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعاء. So we should make dua for one another. Why? Because when we die, inshallah, they will make dua for us as well. This is something obviously that we can't rely on, but it is hope, especially dua by name, but even a generic dua. And don't we know that when we make dua for one another, what happens? An angel will say, Ameen. May you also get the same as you asked for your brother and sister. Don't we know, as we do unto others, so it shall be done unto us. كَمَا تُدِينُ تُدَانُ. So number four is the dua and the istighfar of other people for you. Number five, what else can forgive sins? What else can save us from Jahannam? The calamities, the trials and the tribulations, the sufferings and the pains that we go through in this world. Of the mercy of Allah is that every single physical or emotional pain that we suffer, if we have faith in Allah, we have yaqeen in Allah, we have sabr and patience, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause our sins, some of our sins, to be wiped away. As our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, no servant of Allah is afflicted with ham or gham, nasab or ta'ab, no suffering, no anguish, no anxiety. Wallahi, sometimes an intellectual pain is worse than a physical pain. Sometimes you would rather have a one-time physical pain than some type of intellectual pain, like depression or a nervous breakdown or the pain of debt or some family issues or marriage problems, whatever. Sometimes a physical, one-time physical pain is easier than some type of intellectual pain. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, never is an abd afflicted with any anxiety, any pain, any anguish, any grief, any suffering, except that Allah Azza wa Jal will make that pain, suffering, and anguish and grief as a kafara for his sins. As a what? As an expiation for his sins. So a believer always looks on the bright side. A believer always have to have a positive attitude, and he needs to be patient, and he needs to have belief in Allah and yaqeen in Allah, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause some of his sins to be wiped away if he's patient. So number five are the calamities and the pain and the sufferings that we go through in this world. And we all go through it. Doesn't matter who we are, we all go through it. Therefore, we need to be patient in that. So number six, this is something that is not desirable. In fact, we seek refuge from Allah against it. But there will be people that they will go through this in order to be saved from the actual punishment of Jahannam. And that is Azab al-Qabr, punishment of the grave. There will be people who have so much sins that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them in the grave in order to save them from the actual punishment of Jahannam. This is something not desirable. We don't want this. We don't want this, but it's better than actual punishment of Jahannam. So the punishment of the grave will act as a kafara for the actual punishment of Jahannam. Of course, our goal is to zoom through Azab al-Qabr, not go through it, and also straight into Jannah, inshallah. So number six are the trials and the punishment of the grave. Number seven, also we don't want this. We want to avoid this. And that is the trials and the tribulations of the day of judgment. The day of judgment is not going to be easy, except for those whom Allah Azza wa Jal will bless. The day of judgment is going to be long, except for those whom Allah Azza wa Jal will bless. It's going to be hot. People are going to be thirsty. And water will be scarce. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to drink from the hold, from that water, from that river. And you know, not everyone's going to get the opportunity. And Jahannam is going to be outside. And we will literally see Jahannam. And the hisab itself It's going to be a type of torment, except for those whom Allah Azza wa Jal will bless. Which is why our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, he made dua and he said, "Oh Allah, make my hisab yasir, yasir hisabana," and the sirat is going to be difficult to cross. And there'll come a time that we're all going to be plunged into darkness, and there's going to be qantara before entering Jannah. This is a type of punishment for some whose sins are many. Their sins are many. They deserve worse, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use the suffering of Qiyamah to save them from the actual punishment of Jahannam. So this will act as an expiation for them. And our goal, obviously, is to zoom right through into paradise, inshallah, with to make the hisab yasir. And that is the dua of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to give us shelter on that day, to drink from that water, to save us from the trials and the tribulations on the day of judgment. So number seven are the trials and the tribulations of the day of judgment. Number eight, good deeds that are gifted to us by the deceased, to the deceased by the living. In other words, for example, you die. What happens? You know, your son makes dua for you. This will help you, inshallah. You raise righteous children, they make dua for you. This will help you. Your daughter gives sadaqah on your behalf after you die. Inshallah, this will help you. So we all know the famous hadith that when a person dies, all his deeds are cut off except for three, and that is ongoing charity, Islamic knowledge that he has left behind and people benefit from, and a righteous child that makes dua for you. So these are, number eight, the good deeds that are gifted to us by other people. Number nine, what else can save us from Jahannam? The intercession of the one given the ultimate intercession, and that is our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's no guarantee we're going to get it, but if you get it, inshallah, you will go to Jannah. That shafa'ah, whoever gets it will go to Jannah. And that is why we should say after adhan, Allahumma rabbi hadhi da'wa tama wa salat al-qa'ima, ati Muhammad al-wasila wal-fadila wa ba'atha maqaman mahmudan ladhi wa'atta. And the maqam al-mahmud, he is the maqam of shafa'ah. And our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that whoever makes that dua after adhan sincerely from his heart, I shall be his shafi' on the day of judgment. So the shafa'ah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and obviously this will be given by the permission of Allah. So number 10, and this is the last one. At the end of the day, my dear brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter what we do. It does not matter what we do. We will not enter Jannah. We will only enter Jannah through the rahmah and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, whom He will give to whomever He pleases. There'll be so many people deserving Jahannam. They deserve hellfire, but Allah Azza wa Jal will save them because of His mercy. Wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. His mercy encompasses everything. And our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that when Allah created the creation, He divided mercy into 100 parts, and one part is for this dunya. This is why we are merciful towards each other. The mother animal is merciful towards its child. All the mercy from the beginning of creation to the last, to the end, is but one. And Allah Azza wa Jal has stored 99 to use on the day of judgment. That is Allah's rahmah. We do not know who it will come to, but we ask Allah. We don't deserve it. We have not earned it. But Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the most merciful, the most forgiving, the most forgiving. So therefore, inshallah, these are the 10 ways that we can use to save us from Jahannam. So I will quickly go through it, inshallah. Number one is the concept of tawbah. Obviously, you have to have the correct belief. Obviously, you must have tawheed. Number one, the concept of tawbah. Number two, istighfar. Number three, doing good deeds. Number four, the dua and the istighfar of other people for you. Number five, the calamities, the sufferings and the pain that we go through in this world. Number six is the trials and the punishment of the grave. Number seven, the trials and the tribulations of the day of judgment. Number eight, are the good deeds that are gifted to us by other people. So when you pass away, good deeds are gifted to you when you pass away, as I mentioned before. Number nine, the intercession of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And number 10, the rahmah and the mercy of Allah azza wa jal, to whom He will give to whomever He pleases. And my dear brothers and sisters, there is a number 11 as well. There is number 11. And that is, of course, not committing the sin in the first place. Because sins causes nothing but grief in this world and the next. Disobeying Allah does not bring about pleasure, ultimate pleasure. Disobeying Allah distances ourselves from Allah Azza wa Jal. Disobeying Allah makes our hearts hard. Disobeying Allah, we become spiritually dead and life is not enjoyable. Because without spirituality, my dear brothers and sisters, life is meaningless. Disobeying Allah brings about azab and iqab. Disobeying Allah lessens our risk, and disobeying Allah also causes afterlife punishments as well. So instead of thinking about how to forgive the sin, we should try to think about how to avoid the sin in the first place. And when we commit the sin, then we worry about the forgiving of sins. Because at the end of the day, we are all sinners, but Allah loves those who return and go back to Him. This is the key, my dear brothers. And you don't want to come to a level where you're committing so much sins, your heart becomes so hard that you don't even repent anymore because your heart is so hard. This is something dangerous. You know, qaswatul qalb, having a hard heart is something dangerous. And you don't want to be in that level. So my dear brothers and sisters, these are the 10 ways that we can use in order to save us from Jahannam. Inshallah, this will be of benefit for everyone. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.